Another year has went by, and here we're at the 17th annual Governor Fishing Opener. And I know Explore Minnesota has such a huge part in this event. Your thoughts on it being in Stillwater this year?
I love it. I love being able to move around the state, right? We were in Cross Lake last year, so that was really fun, very up north cabin-y vibe. But this is great. You kind of have the beautiful small town with the river fishing. So it's fun to experience it in all new places every time.
And, you know, when you think about Stillwater, when I think about Stillwater, coming here for the day, going to the different shops, and I think sometimes people forget that fishing is very active right in their backyard.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, land of 10,000 lakes. We have fishing everywhere, but I think being able to do river fishing is not something we always think about in Minnesota because we do have all the lakes. So it's fun that we're kind of exploring a different type of fishing and just educating more people on the opportunities.
And do you believe shore fishing has become more popular over the years?
Absolutely. And I think the nice thing about that is it's really accessible for people who maybe have never fished before, or for kids, that's a really great opportunity. And it's maybe less expensive than having to rent a boat or buy a boat. And so I think it's really fun to just see people kind of get out on the shore and try it for themselves. And if you don't like it, the investment is low, right?
Exactly. And some people dub the Governor's Fishing Opener and this weekend the unofficial kickoff to summer. And this is big business here. Fishing is big business in Minnesota. Your thoughts to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business in Minnesota. We have tons and tons of people dropping lines over the weekend. Everybody kind of like takes time off work for it, right? So it's a great opportunity, but I think it's also really a great opportunity to be a tourist in your own backyard, spending money in communities and supporting them, buying groceries nearby or gas or bait. So it's just a really fun way to kind of be a tourist in Minnesota and find a new fishing spot, or, you know, keep to your old fishing spot, right? And then just, in my opinion, you get to go out on the boat in the morning and then at night have a great meal with some friends and family.
And another thing I was thinking of, you know, these economic times have been challenging for so many, but I know one of the things a few years ago that stuck in my head with Explore Minnesota was Trip on a Tank. And there's just so much in your own backyard. Your thoughts to that?
Yeah, so we know that when gas prices rise, people stay closer to home. And I think that when we get to visit places like Stillwater, it's a great opportunity to say, if you're from Minnesota and you want to kind of escape to somewhere new and different, Stillwater is a great option. It feels very old world, but you have a lot of modern amenities. You can go with some family or some friends, and you can kind of just try something new. And so we have tons of itineraries on our website right now that is sort of in the vein of Trip on a Tank, where you're not traveling a great distance, but experiencing something totally different than where you live. And I think that's what makes Minnesota really special.
And, you know, Explore Minnesota is such a great resource to planning kind of an adventure in your own backyard in Minnesota. Where can people go for all this information?
Well, exploreminnesota.com is a great option. We also have an Instagram that is just sending out all these beautiful pictures and videos all the time. And then TikTok, too, for maybe some folks who are on TikTok. But it's, you know, we really pride ourselves on being able to kind of tell stories of different parts of the state. And we have these itineraries built for people to just read it, make those trip plans, and kind of get out on the road.
And, you know, I'm trying to stay optimistic, but any challenges you're seeing within the tourism industry?
Yeah, we continue to see less folks coming from Canada, although that's softening a bit. And, you know, I think a lot of it is because we're saying when you're ready, we're here for you. We want to be good neighbors. But I think the economy is going to be really big this summer. We really hope that people continue to prioritize travel. And typically when the economy is difficult for folks, they do continue to do travel. It just might be closer to home and shorter trips. And so we want to make sure folks know that Minnesota is affordable for a family vacation. It's a great opportunity to kind of see a lot of things in a short amount of time. And you can do nature and big cities all in one place, right?
Yeah, we have everything. But, you know, when friends come to visit, we have, what do you want to do? There's so much, whether you want to go shop or you want to go to local main streets or you want to hit the lakes, the rivers. It's just a great state to be in.
Yeah, so we're trying to really push that this summer and get people excited to take a trip, even if sometimes the world around us isn't as fun.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Lauren, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.